Hey, buddy, this is your long-lost host of the Retro Radio Podcast, Keith. And hey, it's been a long time since I was been live behind the mic. Don't have time to get into all the explanations of why. But I do want to take the time to introduce what I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks. And that is presenting Lemon Abner in a slightly different way. I've been posting their 1940 episodes up to a point where they're taking a break to make a movie. They actually do make a movie, and they're going to spend the next year releasing it, distributing it, and all like that. And they decided to not do the radio show while they're doing that. So I'm going to take the time in the interim here to present a block that represents the week in Pine Ridge on the given week as it is. And I won't make you wait for a year to bring back the shows that Lemon Abner would eventually come back with. I'll probably bring him back actually in a couple of months at this point. But these weeks break down a little bit weird. Some weeks have a lot of shows missing. Some have all of them there. And this week, the first week I'm going to be presenting here, barring a couple old ones from unknown dates, likely in 1933, the National Lemon Abner Society managed to dig up all these 1930s episodes. So thanks to Uncle Donnie and all those folks for finding them. But this is going to start off for this first week here in April. We're going to feature January 4th through January 9th. There's only three shows this week. Now, in the world around Pine Ridge, there were some things happening. On January 4th, 1935, was a Friday. The U.S. President FDR delivered a second State of the Union address to Congress. He produced to replace federal relief with localized programs and would recommend unemployment insurance, Social Security, and other benefits. On January 5th, the Walt Disney Company produced a short film, The Tortoise and the Hare. They released it, I'm sorry. But anyway, that's a few news bits. Some of these weeks will have quite a bit along with the Lemon Abner Adventures, and some like this, or as you just heard. But now let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge as the oil boom is in effect and it comes to a close. And we'll see how that goes for good old Squire Skemp. There's also some notable births. We have a guy named Elvis Presley. Was born on January 8th, a singer, an actor in Tupelo, Mississippi. What happened to that guy? We also have on January 9th another guy named Bob Denver, an actor. He was born in New Rochelle. And he's another guy I think people may have heard of through the year. Maybe if you know, you can tell me. So there we have it for our first week. So hey, stay tuned for another week and we'll see what's happening in Pine Ridge then.
Everybody, here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Folks, when you go downtown shopping or when motoring or hunting, take a flask of Horlicks malted milk tablets along with you. There's nothing like them for helping ward off fatigue or hunger. When you begin to feel tired or feel hungry, just dissolve a few of these delicious tablets in your mouth. They'll nourish you while you work, keep you going at top speed when you aren't able to eat on time. Children love Horlick's Malted Milk Tablets. They can easily carry a supply to school with them. You can get Horlick's Malted Milk Tablets, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor, either in the small, conveniently carried 10-cent size flask or in larger sizes. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, yesterday, a Mr. Carter, representing the Southwest Oil Company, arrived in Pine Ridge to negotiate for the oil well that Lum and Abner recently drilled. He seemed very much interested in buying their holdings. And as we left them last night, Mr. Carter and Lum were in conference over the matter. As we look in on our old friends today, we find Lum and Abner down at their newly completed office. Evidently, an agreement has been reached, but the deal hasn't been closed. Listen.
Now, what is it that he's going to give us besides that $3,000, Lum?
Royalty.
You mean he's going to make a king out of you?
No, royalty in the oil business, Abner, means that we'll get so much on every barrel of oil they get off of that land over there.
Uh-huh.
We get $3,000 cash money and 10 cents on every barrel it's sold.
Yeah, well, I'd a heap rather, Lum, we just sold a whole shebang for cash to start with and get out of the oil business.
Well, we'll be out of it. We won't have a thing to do with it. Won't have no say-so or nothing. All we got to do is sit back and get a check from them every month for whatever's coming to us without even turning a hand.
Well, how much are we going to get every month, though?
Well, that depends on how much oil they get.
Yeah.
They're going to clean the well we dug out good and put casings and stuff.
Put what in it?
Casings.
You mean automobile casings?
No,
car?
No, no. I don't know what it is, but that's what he said. I know it ain't automobile casings, though.
Yeah.
Says he believes it'll run 2,000 or 3,000 barrels a day then.
Well, how much will that come to for us?
Well, if it runs 2,000 barrels a day, and he says it'll do that easy, that'll be $200 a day we'll make out of it.
$200 a day?
That's what he says. And on top of that, they're going to drill some more wells over there. Says they're just going to drill all over that 5 acres. We'll get 10 cents on every barrel that's pumped out of there regardless.
Doggy, that does sound pretty good, don't it?
It sounded awful good to me. If they drill 5 more wells over there, say, and they're as big as that and we got over there now,
yeah,
that'll be $1,200 a day we'll get out of it.
$1,200?
$400 a piece for me and you and Grandpapa. I done figured that up.
For the land, say.
And we don't even have to be here. We can go off and vacate ourselves, go anywhere.
Yeah.
Just let them know where to send a check to, and here it'll come every month. That's what I call making your brain work for you.
Yeah, well, now, that's sounding better, all right.
Yeah.
When you said that all the cash we got out of it was $3,000, well, I thought you'd let him give you a skinning.
Skinning me?
Yeah.
Well, don't you ever worry about nobody giving me a skinning.
I bet old Grandpapa be tickled. He didn't much want to sign that agreement yesterday to give you full authority to sell the company.
No, I could tell that.
No, he didn't.
But that feller Carter said that's the only way he'd do business.
Yeah.
He told me he's just working for the Southwest Oil Company. He don't own none of it.
He don't, huh?
No. He's just representing the president. That's what I ought to get, you know, somebody to represent. Oh, that's right, I ain't president or nothing now.
No.
I'm a retard capital.
Well, I don't know what I am, but I'm through working, I know that. I've hit my last tap, Mom.
Oh, yeah. I don't aim to ever turn another hand long as I live.
No.
No. You see that piece of paper there on the floor, Abner?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even put myself to the bother of bending over and picking that thing up for $10. That's just how deep in it I am.
I wouldn't pick it up for $100.
That's right. No, I wouldn't either.
What is it?
Oh, just a scrap of paper, somebody. No, that's that paper I was figuring how much money we're going to make on. Yeah, I'll show that to you. Look here. Just want to show you. If they drill 100 wells over there, I've got it up to 1,000, but if they drill 100 wells over there and get 2,000 barrels out of every one of them, that's 200,000 barrels, and we get 10 cents a barrel.
For the land sale.
And that No, I never finished that. Oh, that's too much bother anyhow. Have a cigar, Abner. We can smoke these things all we want to.
Yeah, hello, we can take life easy now, huh? Just sit around and eat and sleep.
Yeah.
Toki, that reminds me, too, I'm going to hire somebody to do the cooking over at the place while Elizabeth is gone. I just about half starved myself to death here lately, trying to cook my own grub and eat it.
I ain't going to hire no cook. I'm going to start eating down the hotel.
At the hotel?
Yeah.
Doggone, I'm just a good mind to do that with you, Lum. All right, now we might start eating over at Sister Simpson's. I believe she sets a better board.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I never thought about that. Evelina eats there, too.
Yeah, well, now that will be nice for you. Just sit there and eat and spark Evelina.
Yeah, why didn't I think about that before?
Yeah.
Granny, I believe I'll just call Sister Simpson up and tell her we'll be over there for supper.
Yeah, that's the time. Just telephone her up. Tell her to have some fried chicken and hot biscuits and black-eyed peas. Gravy and mashed potatoes.
I'll fix this up.
Doggone, I'm hungry.
Hello?
I could eat my own meal.
Sister Simpson? This is Lum Edwards. Yes, Mom. What are you going to have for supper tonight?
As to what kind of pie she's going to have, Lum, I do love
Well, it is some of my business. I ain't getting inquisitive. Me and Abner sort of thinking about coming over and eating with you tonight.
Yeah, thinking about it. I'm coming. I'll be there.
Yes, Mom. Sure we aim to pay for it. Spare ribs and backbone and fish, huh?
Fish, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, me and Abner's coming over there to eat tonight, then.
Yeah.
Yes, Mom.
Tell her to have lots of it.
And, Sister Simpson, I just wonder if you couldn't sort of put me and Abner and Evelina over to the table by ourselves.
Listen at that. Want to get close to Evelina.
Yes, Mom. One of them big tables, if you still got some of them.
Stack it high. Put sideboards on it.
All right. Yes, Mom, I know. 6 o'clock. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye.
And you never asked her what she charges, Lum.
I don't care what she charges. I'll get my money's worth. Hungry as I am now.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about expenses now, no way.
Oh, no, Lord. I don't care if she charges 50 cents. I feel like celebrating.
Yeah. I might take Evelina into the county seat to a picture show tonight, too.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Wait till she hears about this deal, I'm
Somebody at the door there, Lum,
yeah.
I believe.
More likely Mr. Carter's back with them papers.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in, come in.
Well, howdy, Dick.
Oh, come in, Dick.
Yeah. I just run over and see if you'd made a deal with that fellow on your oil well yet.
Well, we made a deal, Dick, but we ain't closed it yet.
Oh, Lum made a deal with him to where none of us will ever have to do another day's work.
Yeah, sure did. I got us $3,000 in cash and a royalty of 10 cents a barrel on all the oil they get out of the ground over there.
And they're going to drill 100 more wells.
Well, we don't know just how many they're going to drill at. How does that sound, Dave?
Well, all right, Lum. I don't know what you made a good deal. Of course, it'll depend on how much oil you get out of that well.
Yeah. Well, he says he believes when they get the well cleaned out good, it'll run at least 2,000 barrels a day.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. There must be a lot of it there. You wouldn't have struck it that close to the top of the ground.
Well, that's what I figured.
Yes, sir. Don't know what you made a good deal, Lum. What's holding it up? You said you hadn't closed it yet.
Oh, I've got the deed all made out to them, laying right here, but I want them to sign a paper relieving us of any responsibilities in the company.
Yeah.
Sort of like that and Squire Skimp made us sign when we bought that land off of him a while back.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Fact is, I copied it right off of that and Squire got us to sign. You seen it. We agree to assume all the debts and obligations heretofore and hereinafter made by the Pine Ridge Oil Company and stuff like that.
You mean that they're going to pay for all those barrels and the drilling of the well and all that?
No, we'll have to pay for that, but if anything comes up later that we don't know about now, they can't hold us responsibility to
it. Yeah, well, that's a good idea, Lum. That's good business. When's he going to know about it?
Well, he said he'd have to get authority before he could make a deal like that. I reckon he had to telephone the Southwest Oil Company about it.
Yeah, sure. Well, you fellows are mighty lucky, and I'm glad for you, too.
Well, thank you, Dick. I just wished you'd have been in with us on it. Love to see you get rich, too.
Well, I'm sorry now I didn't go in with you when you fellows gave me a chance, Lum, but I can't blame anybody but myself. But now, if this boom keeps on, well, I'm making pretty good money down there at my store now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we'll do our trading down there from here out, Dick. Won't argue about the price, neither.
Wait a minute. Somebody at the door. Come in. Well, back already.
Yeah, come in, Mr. Carter.
Yes, I think we're all ready to close the deal now, gentlemen.
Mr. Carter, shake hands with Dick Huddleston.
How do you do, Mr. Huddleston? Glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Carter. Well, you gentlemen won't talk business. I'll get on out of here, though.
No, that's all right, Dick. Deal's all made.
Well,
now.
I've got to get back to store anyway, Lum. I'll see you after a while.
All right, Dick.
Yeah, here, sit down, Mr. Carter. Take my chair.
Thank you. You say that was all right with them to sign the agreement?
Yeah.
Yes, no trouble at all. And if you have the deed ready, I'm ready to turn the draft over to you now.
Well, give it time, Lum.
Yeah, here's the deed all made out. That's yours.
Yeah.
Now, here's the royalty contract where we agree to pay you gentlemen 10 cents on every barrel of oil produced on that particular 5 acres.
Yeah.
And here's the draft for $3,000.
That's what I want to see.
Now, that agreement relieving us of any responsibility. Yes, here it is, all signed by the president of our company.
Signed?
Now, Granny's, how'd you get it signed so quick?
Yeah.
Well, the president of our company lives right here in Pine Ridge.
Why, I thought the Southwest Oil Company was in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No, I'm from Tulsa, but the company's here in Pine Ridge. Mr. M.K. Skimp is our president. Maybe you gentlemen know him.
M.K. Skimp?
Well, I'll be dead blame. That's Squire Skimp.
Well, what do you know about that? If Squire Skimp can't get a thing one way, he will another. And now, folks, let's pay a short visit to the Barker home. As we look in on the scene, we find Mrs. Barker at the telephone talking to her husband.
Jim, I'm sorry to disturb you, dear, but I've got some great news for you. Your dad and mother are in town. Yes, they are. Came in unexpectedly this morning. Your dad's on his way up to the house now. He'll be here any minute. Isn't it grand? They may go back tonight, but they'll be here for dinner. There's the front doorbell. That's probably Dad now. Hurry home tonight, won't you, dear? Goodbye.
Hello, Dad. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Not half as glad as I am to see you. How are you?
Just fine. Here, let me take your things.
Oh, just lay them on the chair. Did I surprise you?
You certainly did. What are you two doing up in this part of the country?
Oh, well, I had to come up on business. I thought I'd drop in and pay you and Jim a visit. Am I welcome?
You bet you are. This is a real treat.
How's that fine baby granddaughter of mine?
Oh, just splendid. I was quite worried for a time, you know. Her food didn't seem to agree with her at all. But when I called in our family doctor, and he recommended Horlick's malted milk, and from the very first feeding, the baby started to gain, and our problem was solved.
You did just the right thing, my dear. Do you know we've always felt that it's Horlick's that saved your husband's life when he was a baby? He'd been losing weight steadily, and finally was so thin, we feared we were going to lose him. Then our doctor recommended that we try a weak solution of Horlick's malted milk. Say, we were happy beyond words when we found that little boy began to perk up at once. It wasn't long then until we had a normal, healthy baby again. No wonder that I feel you're giving your little girl a good start in following her daddy's example.
And, folks, there are thousands of families who have had similar experiences with Horlick's malted milk. Horlick's is a wonderfully nourishing infant food. And the easy digestibility of Horlick's makes it a food that delicate and tiny stomachs can easily handle. For youngsters, too, Horlick's is a great food drink. It will help your children to develop sturdy, healthy bodies, sound bones, and good teeth. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who now bid you all good night and good health. We'll be with you all again Monday night at this same time. Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlick's, the original malted milk. Because it is so nourishing and energy-giving, and because it is so easy to digest, a glass of Horlick's malted milk is a fine noonday luncheon. Delicious and refreshing, Horlick's at noon will keep you alert later. It won't leave you feeling drowsy as a heavy meal so often does. And here's another thing about the Horlick's luncheon. It doesn't have the excess of calories that a heavy meal has. That's why it's such a fine weight control lunch for overweight people. You can make a glass full of Horlick's quickly and easily, either at home or at your work. Mixed with water alone, Horlick's is an easily digested, energy-giving drink. Use sufficient of the powder and mix well to bring out the delicious flavor and aroma. You needn't add any flavoring or any raw milk unless you desire it. Try the Horlick luncheon tomorrow noon. You can get Horlicks, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, the Pine Ridge Oil Company is no more. Lum and Abner and Grandpappy Spears sold their holdings to the Southwest Oil Company for $3,000 cash and a royalty of 10 cents per barrel on all the oil produced on the property. Well, after the deal was completed, they found that they had been the victims of another of Squire Skimp's schemes, as the Squire himself is the president of the Southwest Oil Company. And the Mr. Carter, with whom they were dealing, was only one of his henchmen. Well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, Squire Skimp has already taken full charge of the oil business. And so we find Lum and Abner over at Lum's house explaining the transaction to their old friend, Dick Huddleston. Listen.
No, I don't believe there's any way for you to make him trade back if you've already delivered the deed to him.
Yeah, but we give him the deed before we found out Squire was the president of the company.
Yeah, we thought the Southwest Oil Company was an outfit in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, that telegram we got saying for us not to sell our property till a representative got here, that was from Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This feller Carter's had come down here and made the deal with us. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's it.
Squire just hired him to come out here and make the deal because he knowed we wouldn't sell it to him.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about it, fellas. Doesn't make any difference who owns it. You got the $3,000 that he paid you in cash, and if you get your 10 cents a barrel royalty, why, you'll make just as much out of it this way as you would if you'd sold it to anybody else.
Yeah, if we get the royalty.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feared of with Squire Skimp handling it. I wouldn't trust that fella no further than I can toe to fie any.
Now, we'll just have to set over there by the oil well, and every time they haul a barrel of oil off the place, just put it down on a little book.
Yeah, we can keep up with it that-a-way, all right.
Well, the thing to do is just have an auditor go in there once a month.
Yeah, I could do that. Have a who go in there once a month?
An auditor.
What's that?
What's that? Ain't you never rode on a train, Abner?
You don't mean to say you're going to run a train in there once a month.
No, Abner, an auditor, only we ain't going to run him in there.
Yeah, a fella goes in there and audits the books once a month, Abner.
Yeah, a fella goes in there and audits the books once a month, Abner.
Sees that they're keeping things right.
Yeah, sees that they're keeping things right. Tells them they ought to do this and they ought to do that. An auditor. That's a good idea. I'm glad I thought of that. That's a heap better than having to sit over and count every barrel at the hall. I've been wondering how I could vacate myself and sit over there and count them barrels at the same time.
Well, now, if you just want to lay around and rest, why, you could get yourself a hammock and just sort of lay over there and rest and count barrels too, huh?
Yeah, and I'd about get to counting them barrels and count myself right off to sleep, like counting sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Squire'd have 400 or 500 barrels slip by me before I knowed it.
Yeah, well, of course, you could hire somebody to keep you awake.
Well, oh me, if I was going to hire somebody to keep me awake, might as well have them count the barrels.
Yeah. Well, sure, that's the thing to do. Yeah, just let them count the barrels, and then you can lay there in a hammock and sleep all day. Vacate yourself.
Yeah, that'd be a fine vacation. It'd be a lot of fun. Lay out in a hammock all day by oil well right here in the dead of winter and try to sleep.
Well, of course, everybody to their own notion. I know I wouldn't enjoy it, but if you want to do it, well, it ain't no business of mine. But I'll tell you now, Lum, I'd be awful careful about who you get to count them barrels. First thing you know, he about count himself off to sleep, too.
Oh, for goodness sake,
Sam. Of course, you could hire somebody to keep him awake, but if you start that, it just ain't no stopping place. He'd have to get somebody to keep him awake, and then he'd have
Look,
to get somebody
Abner,
to keep him
Abner, don't
awake.
Worry about it. Dick just said we wouldn't have to count them ourselves. We'll get a... What'd you call them things, Dick?
Train.
Auditors, Abner.
Oh, well, I know there's a train in there someplace.
Abner, auditors works on trains. You saw them going up and down the aisles. Got their names wrote right on them, up there on their caps.
Oh, you mean the fella that runs the store there on the train?
Does what, Abner?
Runs the store, you know, sells soda pop and peanuts and apples and postcards and all that stuff.
News butchers is what he means, Dick. Whatever. Auditors tells the engineer what he ought to do and what he ought not to do. Tells him when to stop and stuff like that.
Well, the kind of an auditor I'm talking about, though, is an accountant, Lum. Expert accountant, bookkeeper.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, which?
Which what?
Which one of them are we going to get?
I believe we better have the bookkeeper, Dick. That way I can help him.
Well, it'll cost you a little something, but it'll be money well spent, especially with Squire Skimp in there. If they drill some more wells over there, like you say, well, you fellas have a nice income off that property.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Abner and Grandpappy is dependent for the rest of our lives, you might say.
Yeah.
I'd have just druther it'd have been somebody else besides Squire Skimp we were going to have to deal with, that is, if I was having my druthers.
Oh, well, if you keep a close watch on him, Lum, it'll turn out all right. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, what makes me so dead blame mad letting him put it over on us that way? Looks like every way we turn, we get mixed up with Squire Skimp in spite of all we can do.
Yeah, I'm sure glad we made him sign that agreement saying they'd resume all the responsibilities of the company. If he bankrupts the thing or something like that, I don't want him coming back to us for part of the money.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you had him sign that, all right.
Yeah, yonder comes Grandpap up out there now, Lum. Just coming through the gate.
Yeah, well, we can go ahead with the meeting now.
Well, you fellas be wanting to talk business. I better get on back over the store.
Don't rush off, Dick. We ain't going to talk no secrets.
No.
I just thought we better have a meeting of the stockholders and figure out how much we owe and then divide the rest of the $3,000 up quickster.
Yeah, I'm anxious to get my part of that, too. Send for Elizabeth and Pearl. They've been so hard pushed for cash, I just had to leave them down there in Texas visiting their relays till we could get some money out of this oil well.
I bet you're getting pretty lonesome for them, too, aren't you, Abner?
Oh, my, yes. I've just been going around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Well, you fellas now are going to have a lot of time to loaf now. You sold your oil well and everything. Why, come down there in the store and see me.
Come in, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, man. Howdy.
Well, hello, Grandpap.
Yeah, how are you, Richard?
Well, all right, fine. Lum and Abner, just tell me about the deal you made.
Yeah, pretty good trade Lum made, I think.
Yeah, sure was. Well, I'll see you fellas later then.
Yeah. So long.
Sit down, Grandpa.
Yeah. Scat, get out of there.
Yeah, let Grandpa have the chair there, Geraldine. You better get on back there and see them kittens of yours. They'll be getting lonesome for you. Jump down. There's a saucer of milk sitting under the safe back there in the kitchen tree.
Ah, Swan, Lum, you talk to that cat just like she was a human.
Oh, she's smart as most humans. Understands anything I tell her. Well, we better get the meeting started, I reckon.
Yeah,
let's get it over with, huh? Never seen no use to have a meeting, no way.
Why, of course not.
Well, meeting is called to order, then. Secretary, read the minutes of the
last... Now, Lum, let's don't get into all that stuff. Let's get the meeting over with.
All right, well, we got to have a treasury's report.
Who is the treasury?
That's right. Well, we got all the bills here. I can read them.
Yeah, go ahead. How much do they come to, Lum? What do they all amount to there?
Well, I ain't figured them up yet. Grandpap, take that pencil and paper there and set these figures down when I call them out. We got to add them up.
All right, let's have them now.
Well, first I think we ought to stand and give a rising vote of thanks to the chairman of the board for making such an uncommonly good deal for us.
Oh, Lum, we'll be here all night if you start that kind of stuff. Let's get that money divided up.
Well, Abner, we can't just jump right out in the middle of it. Swan, I never seen a feller as missionary over money as you are in my life. Money ain't everything, you know.
Yeah, maybe not, but it comes mighty close to being, I'll say that.
All right, I'll stand up and give a rising vote of thanks myself. The harp strings of memory strikes a tender chord as I stand
here. Now,
Lum,
if you don't set that up, now me and Grandpap both is going to get right up and walk right out of here right now.
All right. If you don't want things run the way they ought to be, we'll just illuminate that part of it.
Well, let's get started.
Here's the figures, Grandpap. You put them down.
We stole a day here over nothing.
Lumber for building the office and the derrick on the oil well, $373. While I'm on my feet, I might mention that I happen to know that the chairman of the board talked Walter Bates down $5 on that bill.
That doggy about it never know it. It don't sound like it'd been cut down, huh?
Quit interrupting, Abner.
Yeah, let Lum get done.
Go ahead.
Caleb Wee Hunt for drilling the well, $50.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's worked every day since then. Fact is, he's worked night and day. His time runs to $96.
Uh-huh.
And Cedric's time amounts to $34.
Too much for Cedric.
Here's a bill for all the barrels that we bought in there at the county seat.
Yeah, it's put the oil in over
there. It's a hardware company. 456 barrels at $3.70 apiece.
comes to $1,687.20.
For the land's sake.
Well, Abner, we had to have them.
I don't care. It's too much money.
Furniture for the new office, $265.
That's all for you, too.
I aim to take that back after we sold out, but Squire claims it went with the deal.
Why, of course he would. Yeah, depend on him.
Now, here's a bill from Dick Huddleston for $40. That's
$40?
Well, that's for that wire to fence off the ground over there. Keep folks away from the well.
Oh, yeah. That's money well spent.
And here's Caleb turned in a statement of the labor charges over there for the crew. Mm-hmm. And he says they're getting impatient, wanting their money, too.
That's right.
The whole thing amounts to $492.80.
Yeah.
That's all of it. Add that up, Grandpap. I think that covers everything. We can all three go into the bank tomorrow and cash this check and pay off these bills and then divide what's left up three ways twixt.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. And then I can go right straight to the post office and send Elizabeth a money order and get her and Pearl back home.
Gentlemen, that totals $3,030.
$3,000? Huh?
Wait a minute. Let me look at that. According to that, we owe $10 apiece. Undoubtedly must be some mistake about that.
Well, so far, it looks like everybody in Pine Ridge has benefited by the discovery of that oil well, except the members of the Pine Ridge Oil Company. Mr. and Mrs. Baldwin have spent the evening visiting friends. They're on their way home now. Let's listen to them as they walk along talking.
Did you have a nice time, Tom?
Oh, fine.
The Fishers are lots of fun, aren't they?
You bet, Mrs. Fisher especially. Oh, Bert's kind of a bore, always talking about himself.
Uh-huh. Seems to me you were doing a bit of that yourself tonight.
Who, me? Say, I didn't have a chance. Every time I started, Bert interrupted me.
I think Bert's very interesting, much more so than Martha Fisher.
Bert, interesting? That's funny.
Well, I had a nice time anyway.
Well, I didn't say I didn't have a nice time. I just said that I get kind of tired listening to Bert. You know, Mrs. Fisher's certainly a real hostess. Wasn't that Horlicks delicious? The best malted milk I've ever tasted.
You're not going to give Martha credit for that, are you?
Well, why not? She mixed up that glass of Horlicks, didn't she?
Horlicks is always delicious, no matter who mixes it. I could do every bit as well as Martha Fisher.
Oh, so that's it, huh? You women certainly are a jealous lot.
Nonsense, but I don't want to see Martha Fisher get credit for something that the makers of Horlicks are responsible for.
Well, I'm willing to be convinced, but you'll have to prove it to me, though. I'll tell you what you do. Have a big glass of Horlicks waiting for me when I get home from the office tomorrow, and then I'll let you know if it's as good as that we had at Fisher's tonight. And listen, get a big package of Horlicks. And we'll always have it on hand to serve to folks that we're entertaining. You know, everybody likes Horlicks, and that's a mighty fine late evening drink, because it won't keep you awake later, as so many beverages do.
And there's a mighty good point, folks. One reason why Horlicks is such a wonderful drink to serve in the evening. Far from keeping you awake later, Horlicks, before going to bed, relaxes and soothes, helps you to fall asleep easily and quickly. And Horlicks is such a delicious, refreshing drink. As Tom Baldwin said, everybody loves Horlicks malted milk. You can get Horlicks, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who bid you all good night and good health. Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. The rich, full flavor of Horlicks malted milk is one that you will never grow tired of. Horlicks is always a delicious drink, always refreshing and invigorating. It's a nourishing and energy-giving drink, too. A fine food drink for both children and adults. Horlicks malted milk, you know, is rich in vitamins and minerals that help children develop healthy, sturdy bodies sound bones and teeth. Those vitamins and minerals are carefully preserved by Horlicks' method of vacuum processing the rich, full cream milk and fine wheat and malted barley used in making Horlicks' malted milk. But beware of cheap imitations of Horlicks, the original and genuine. Always ask for it by name and refuse to accept a substitute. Horlicks malted milk can be purchased in both natural and chocolate flavors. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, you know, Lum and Abner and Grandpappy Spears have sold the Pine Ridge Oil Company's holdings to the Southwest Oil Company for $3,000 in cash and a royalty of 10 cents per barrel on all of the oil produced on the property hereafter. Well, after the deal was completed, they found that Squire Skimp is the president of the new company and that they had been tricked into selling him their interests. They also learned that the $3,000 lacked $30 of paying off all of their indebtedness. And as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum just entering Abner's house upon his return from the county seat to settle off all their bills. Listen.
Well, come in, Lum. Come in. Did you just get back?
Yeah, let me get here to the fire. About half fresh.
Yeah, it's cold, yeah.
Granny's just cold out today, especially riding in that open car with the mail carrier. I don't see why he don't get himself a suit in.
Did you get the check cashed all right?
Yeah. Deposited in there at the bank. Opened up an account and sat right down there and mailed everybody we owed a check. That's what taken me so long.
Yeah, well, fine.
Well, we don't owe a soul now.
No.
Ever since we get out of the royalties on the oil now, it'll be velvet.
Yeah? Be what?
Velvet. Clear profit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a relief to get everybody all paid.
Yeah, there was a fellow over here looking for you about an hour ago, but he weren't looking for you.
He was looking for me, but he weren't looking for me.
Yeah, he thought he was, but he wasn't. He's looking for the head of the oil company, and he never knowed we'd sold out.
More than likely some big oil man wanting to buy some oil. Well, he's just wasting his time, I'll tell him that. Squire Skimp's done sold all that oil we had in them barrels over there.
Well, he weren't in the oil business. He said he was with the Southern Pipeline Company, whatever that is.
Well, that's the oil business, too. I reckon he's wanting to see us about putting a pipeline into this well out here.
Now, what would he want to put a pipeline in there for?
Abner, pipelines is what they use to get the oil from the well to the refineries with.
What's a refiner?
Well, they've got to run it through the refinery before they can sell it.
Oh.
See, there ain't a railroad out here they can haul it over, so they run a pipe under the ground from the well to the refinery and just pump it through there.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. I reckon who studied that out?
No, they've been doing that for years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got pipelines running all over the country.
Well,
I reckon that's what that fellow wanted to see me about. Get me to let him run a pipeline from here to the refinery and sell him our oil.
Yeah, well, he never said, and I never asked him. I was busy popping some popcorn here in the fireplace at the time and had to get back to it before it burnt. I just told him that we weren't in the oil business no more. Squire Skimp was the man he wanted to see, and just shut the door in his face.
Well, I'm sorry I missed him. I'd love to talk with him,
yeah.
Give him my views on the oil business. You say you was popping some popcorn?
Yeah. Here, help yourself.
No, I wouldn't care for none of it.
Oh, go ahead, help yourself. I've had all I can hold.
Yeah. Ain't much of a hand for popcorn. Might try a sprinkling of it. That is, if you had all you want.
Yeah, sure, help yourself. I just got so hungry sitting around here today, I had to fix up something to eat.
Well, sir, it's right funny about folks' taste. Some folks likes one thing and some like something else.
Yeah.
Me, I never cared for popcorn. Just weren't turned that way.
Lum, I just wondering. I reckon could you sort of spare me a quarter?
Quarter?
Yeah, 2 bits, yeah. I just about run out of something to cook up over here, and I thought if you could sort of lend me a quarter, why, I just go over to Sister Simpson's and eat supper over there tonight.
Well, I do know.
What's the matter?
Well, it's just sort of funny, that's all.
Funny?
Yeah, that's what I come by here for, to see if you had any change on you.
Well, no, I ain't got a nickel. I give you the last cent I had when I paid you that $10 yesterday to take care of what we owed on the oil well.
Well, I never had the $10 myself. I had to take some chickens and eggs into the county seat this morning and sell them to raise my part of it.
Well, now, that's a fine how-to-do, ain't it? two richest men in Pine Ridge ain't got enough money to eat on.
Oh, well, wouldn't worry. When them royalties starts coming in off of that oil, well, we'll have more money and we know what to do with.
Yeah, but what we gonna do till we get that? I'm hungry.
Well, what about me? I ain't even had no dinner. I was in there at the county seat and never even had enough to go buy a bowl of soup with.
Well.
Hand me that bowl of popcorn there again. Ordinary, I don't care for this stuff, but I see right now a fella can get hungry enough to eat anything.
Hey, Dogus, when we do get that money, I'm just going to go someplace and buy me a restaurant and sit down right there at the counter and eat the thing up.
Yeah, I seen a fella in there at the county seat standing right smack in the window cooking pancakes this morning.
Yeah, I saw him.
Flipping them way up in the air and all that stuff. Just showing off. My grannies, I could have div right through that plate glass window and fit him for a stack of them. They oughtn't to let them cook stuff in the windows that way. With folks that's hungry and watch them. It's cruel.
Well, you didn't have to stand there. You could have walked off.
If ever I own a restaurant, I'm going to paint the windows black. Ain't no use to make nobody suffer that way.
Well, I wish we'd quit talking about eating. I'd love to get my mind off of it if I can.
I was just thinking, Abner, Squire Skimp sold that oil over there you steal. We might could go over there and get him to pay us a royalties on it this afternoon.
Yeah, Squire'll do it. He about like him to refuse to let us have it.
There ain't no reason why he oughtn't to. He'll have to pay us anyway the first of the month. But if he knowed we wanted it, he more than likely wouldn't let us have it.
No, that blamed old skin flint be just do him good to see me and you go hungry. Still, if he never knowed we was needing it so bad, why, he might let us have it.
I don't know. I don't believe we can count on getting it there. I don't want to ask no favors off of Squire Skimp. I don't want to get mixed up with him no more than I have to. Money he's owing us, too.
Why, sure, it's our money.
And here he is refusing to let us have it. Why, the dead
I hate him to pieces.
That's friendship for you. Long as we've known him, supposed to be friends, and then refusing to pay us when we got what we got coming to us. I'm just a good mind.
Wait a minute, Mom. Yonder he comes right now. Look out the window there.
Yeah.
Swan,
he's got a lot of nerve coming over here after pulling a stunt like that. I, Grannies, I'm going to tell him about it, too. I'm going to jump him the minute he comes in that door, and if I don't tell him...
Well, wait a minute, Tom. Now, we ain't even asking for it yet.
No, that's what I say. The very idea of him refusing to let us have it when we ain't even... Huh?
I say we ain't even asking him to let us have it yet.
Oh, that's right, we ain't. Well, he...
Huh?
Nothing. Just let it go. We just act like nothing ain't happened. Treat him just like we're as good of friends as ever. Don't let him know we're mad.
No. Tell you the truth, I don't know yet what we're so mad about.
Well, you don't aim to sit back and let him treat... that's right. Yeah. Just let it go. Best thing to do is forget it. Forgive and forget. Or forget anyway.
Yeah. There he is. Come in, Squire. Come in.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, how are you gentlemen today?
Well, all right now.
It's a good thing you never got your head of yourself, Squire. Long was just about
shut up, Abner.
Gentlemen, I might as well get right down to business. I'm kind of a hurry. I've been hearing a little talk around that you gentlemen ain't altogether satisfied with the deal we made the other day.
Well, we ain't tickled to death over it.
No.
In the first place, we never knowed you was the one that was buying it, or we wouldn't have sold it to you. In the second place, we never got enough cash out of it to pay off all we owed for drilling the well and building that altar.
And in the third place, we're both broke and ain't got nothing to eat on.
Well, now, I heard that you dissatisfied with the deal, and that's what I come over to see you about. You know, we've all been friends for so long, and I don't want it said that Squire Skimp would take advantage of nobody.
Well, I reckon it's too late now, Squire. The deal's done closed. The fact is, we've done cashed a check you give us and spent the money.
Well, now, that's all right about that now. If you fellas had the oil well, why, it wouldn't take you very long to pay me that money back, tell you. Tell you what I'm willing to do, men, just to show you that I want to do the right thing. If you'll give me back that agreement that I signed where I agreed to assume any obligations of the company, I'll give you the well and the property back and give you a little time on paying me back the $3,000.
You mean just swap back with us?
Well, yes. I'm losing heavy by doing it, but... I'd rather have it that way than to have you gentlemen think for 1 minute that Squire Skimp ain't a true and loyal friend.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
Yeah, I will too.
I'll have to admit I had you figured out all wrong, Squire. Why, that's the nicest thing I ever had anybody offer to do for me. That's true friendship if ever I seen it.
Yeah, if you hear anything I said about you, Squire, well, I never said it. I never meant it.
Yeah, that's the generousest thing I ever heard of.
Yes, it is.
But we couldn't do it, Squire. I just couldn't bear to let you make that sacrifice. We made the deal, and if we got skinned, it was our own fault. Now, we just couldn't let you do that.
Well, now, man, I insist on it. I want to do that for you. I just wouldn't feel right if I never. Now, just give me back that agreement that I signed, and, well, you won't even have to pay me the $3,000 back.
No, Squire, that's nice of you, though, but we just wouldn't feel right about it.
Somebody at the door there. Come in.
Well, hello, Dick.
Say, did you fellas hear about Squire's... hello, Squire. I didn't see you. Mighty sorry to hear about the hard luck you had.
Hard luck? What's happened, Dick?
Why, hasn't Squire told you about it yet?
haven't got around to it yet, Dick, no.
Yeah, what's the matter? What you talking about?
Why, there was a fella come in here today from the Southern Pipeline Company. They found out that that isn't an oil well over there. You fellas drilled into one of their pipelines.
Huh?
Why, that oil that's been coming out of there. You drilled a hole right into their pipeline that runs through here. That oil's running out of the pipeline. You didn't any more have an oil well over there than nothing.
Well, I'll be dead and blamed. Well, no wonder Squire Skimp was so anxious to get back that agreement he signed, assuming all responsibilities of the previous owners of the oil well.
Mothers everywhere are enthusiastically praising Horlick's malted milk tablets. These nourishing, energy-giving tablets are an excellent means of helping children ward off fatigue and hunger when playing or at school. The delicious candy-like flavor is one that children love, and they will gladly take a supply of tablets to school with them. Horlick's malted milk tablets can be easily carried in a coat pocket or purse. And that's why they are such handy things to take along on shopping expeditions, on motor and hunting trips. A few tablets dissolved in the mouth when you begin to feel tired or hungry will pep you up, satisfy your hunger. When you're at your work, Horlick's tablets will keep you going at top speed on days when you can't get out to eat on time. Horlick's malted milk tablets can be purchased in both natural or chocolate flavors. They come in handy pocket-sized flasks for 10 cents, which can be readily refilled from the larger sizes. This is Carlton Brickert speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who bid you all good night and good health. Take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlick's, the original malted milk. Your doctor will tell you that one of the most important factors in good health is plenty of rest, plenty of refreshing sleep. Without a sufficient amount of sleep regularly, our bodies are apt to run down, our resistance to sickness and disease be lowered. No, there isn't any substitute for the tonic of a full night's rest. Now, some people have difficulty getting to sleep easily at night. They lie awake for hours, just can't get to sleep. Well, those people don't know the secret of a cup of Horlicks malted milk, hot, at bedtime. A drink of Horlicks to relax your body, soothe your nerves, help you to fall asleep quickly, help you to sleep soundly, too. Tonight, just before you go to bed, drink a cup of Horlicks, hot. You'll sleep better, more restfully. You can get Horlicks, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, yesterday, Pine Ridge received a very great shock. It was discovered that the oil well that Lum and Abner and Grandpappy Spears brought in and sold to Squire Skimp wasn't an oil well, after all. The old fellows had drilled into one of the pipelines of the Southern Pipeline Company, which runs close to Pine Ridge, transporting oil from distant oil fields to their refineries. Well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner over at Lum's house. The old fellows are just beginning to realize what has happened. Listen.
Well, we're right back to where we started, Abner.
Yeah, no, we ain't neither, Lum. When we started, we had a good grocery store down there, and now we ain't got nothing.
Yeah, looks like we're going to have to start all over again. Well, we were sitting right smack on top of the world there for a while, though.
Yeah, but you've got to recollect the world turns around. You never know when you're on the top or where you're on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, that news yesterday just knocked the foundation right out from under all them air castles I had built.
Well, right smart of fun while it lasted. We got to find out how it feels to be rich.
Yeah. Our trouble was we was rich without no money.
Yeah.
Now, Grannies, I feel like I owe somebody something for all the good times I've had. These trips I've been making.
What trips? I never knowed you left town.
Oh, me, in the last 2 weeks, I've been all over the United States. Seen America first.
Why, you ain't done no such a thing, Lum. You've been right here all the time.
Well, I just same as made the trip. I've been studying about them so much. Laid over there in bed of a night and imagined myself down at Daytona Beach, Florida. Hot Springs and California. Feel like I owe somebody something for all them trips.
Yeah, just like that car I was going to buy, that big gray one. I put about 10,000 miles on that driving, driven all over the country, in my mind.
Yeah.
I never will forget how everybody's eyes bugged out when I drove up in front of the blacksmith shop over. They just took on over.
Yeah, you mean you just imagined how they looked?
Yeah. Yeah, I never was inside the car, but I used to sit over at the place at night and imagine myself driving it.
Well, I ain't got no regrets over it, Abner. I've always wondered how a feller felt to have all the money he wanted, and I found out.
Yeah, but now that it's all over, what are we going to do for a living? I've got to raise some money somewhere or other.
Oh, well, we can get in some kind of business.
Well, you can't go into business without money of some kind, Lum.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Poor Elizabeth and Pearl, off down there in Texas. I know their relations will be tired of feeding them. I just wish there's some way for me to get them home.
Well, you better leave them down there till you find something to do. It's bad enough for us to go hungry without you letting your women folks suffer. You better leave them down there where they'll be took care of.
Yeah, well, now, that might be a good idea for if she comes back now and finds out we've lost the store and the oil well and everything else. Well, ain't going to be room for both of us here in Pine Ridge, nohow.
No, I just leave them there till you get on your feet again.
Dog, if the soles on these shoes gets any thinner, I'm going to be on my feet any day now.
Well, I'll study something up for us to do.
It looks like a shame, Lum. Feller gets up to our age and has to get out and start all over again.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd ever have to hit another lick of work.
Well, don't get to feeling sorry for yourself, Abner. That's the worst thing a feller can do when he gets up again.
Well, there ain't nobody else going to feel sorry for me. I may as well do it myself.
No, that's the wrong altitude to take. When I see somebody feeling sorry for himself, I know right then that he's give up. He's a goner.
Well, I ain't give up, but I'm just sort of uneasy. Body's got to eat, you know.
Well, I recollect that old Eddard saying, every cloud's got a silver lining.
Yeah. Them clouds are just about as far out of reach as money is. Wouldn't help me none if they had goal line.
Well, I hate to think about doing it, but if the worst comes to the worst,
It's done come.
Yeah, I started to say I hate to go in debt, but if there ain't no other way out of it, we could mortgage our store building or borrow a little money on our farms.
Yeah, if we can find anybody to loan us anything on them. I don't believe it. Feller's got $10 and let us have it on the best house in town since the oil boom busted.
Yeah. I was just looking down there to folks leaving town this morning. Trucks and automobiles and wagons and everything else.
Yeah.
Getting out of town as fast as they can.
Well, natural, when they found out that there weren't no real oil well, all these strangers that come in here'd pull out.
I had to turn around and walk back over to the place. Just couldn't bear to watch it. Catch a sadness sort of come over me.
Yeah.
Here Pine Ridge was growing so.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody excited over the oil boom. See it now, and it looks like a picnic ground the day after the picnic. So.
Oh, law me, it's so dead down there. Everybody could fire a cannon right down the main street and not hit a soul. Won't be 2 weeks before you can graze cattle right there in the street.
Yeah, I was talking to Dick Huddleston this morning. Said his business had fell off something wonderful since yesterday.
Well,
he had 8 extra clerks working for him, and he had to let them all go this morning.
Yeah, I bet he was mad about it. He was making money hand over fist.
No,
for a while.
He never let on if he was.
Never, huh?
No, sitting back there by the stove when I come in and bannered me for a checker game the minute I walked in.
Well,
I know he must feel bad about it, though. But you know, Dick, he wouldn't let on if he killed him.
No, no.
That's what makes me feel sort of bad about it. We was the ones that thought we had a oil well and got everybody's hopes built up, and then kerflop, she went.
Oh, well, that's bad all right, Lum, but it done some good. We woke some of these folks up around here. They ain't had an idea in 15 years. There's old Uncle Fred Cecil. He put in that hamburger stand down there. It's the first time that he's ever got up out of that rocking chair off in his front gallery there, as far back as I can recollect.
Yeah, he done that all right. Brung
sure.
Some of these old nesters back to life.
Sure.
But the town's going to look like a graveyard for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'd have had any sense at all. We'd have known from the first that there weren't no oil well.
Well, I don't see why. It looked like oil well to me. It looked like a... thought one would look. I never did see one.
Well, if I'd have stopped to think, though, I recollect them laying that pipeline through here about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I never knowed exactly where it was at, but I knowed it just run east of town here summers.
Well, I can see now why Caleb had so much trouble drilling a well. Don't you know, just before he struck oil, he had to take the bit out and shorten it about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, he thought he was hitting a big rock or some kind down there. It was that iron pipe he was drilling through.
Why, sure it was a pipeline.
Natural, when he drilled a hole in it, the oil spurted up out of the ground.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thankful for one thing, that we sold it before they found out what they did.
Yeah. Dick Huddleston was to tell me they're going to make old Squire pay for every bit of oil that run out of there.
Oh, me. Now, that's going to amount to something, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dick said he heard it run to
$4,200. $4,200
for that? That's what he said. I hate to laugh about anybody having hard luck, but some way or other, I can't bring myself to feel sorry for old Squire.
No, I can't neither. He had it coming to him if ever a man did.
Here he went to all the trouble of tricking us into selling the well to him, buying it under a consumed name that way. Now it's going to cost him over $7,000 to get out of it, counting the $3,000 that he give us.
That sort of evens things up for some of the skinnings he give us, Lum.
And he was trying to give us a skinning on this deal, but the thing backfired on him.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he'll leave us alone from here
out. Yeah, Lord, he won't bother us no more.
And then him coming over here yesterday trying to trade back with us.
Yeah.
Making us think he was doing us a big favor and for letting us have it back.
He knowed right then that we drilled into a pipeline when he came over here.
Why, of course he did.
Yes.
He was trying to get that agreement back we made him sign.
Why, sure, that's just what he's doing when he come over.
Yeah, see, he's responsible for everything according to that agreement.
Yeah, and he'd have did anything to get that back, too, Lum.
Well, he made us sign the same kind of agreement himself when he sold us that land over there to start with.
Yeah.
And we had to pay off $355 to satisfy them stockholders.
That's what we
done. So I don't feel bad about this.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, there ain't no way for him to get out of it, is there?
Oh, no. It's legal. I looked after that part of it myself. Got his name right on it. Witnessed and everything.
Well, good.
Says something about I do hereby and herewith agree. Wait, how does that go? Let me see that thing again.
Yeah, I want to be sure that agreement's worth a lot to us, Lum.
Abner.
What's the matter, Lum? You look like you saw gold.
It's gone.
What's gone?
That agreement we had, Squire, signed. Granny's, I had it right here in this pocket. It ain't there. It's gone.
You don't suppose our old friend Squire Skimp could have had anything to do with the disappearance of that agreement? Ladies and gentlemen, here's a little scene that took place in the Conklin home. In the living room were Mrs. Conklin and her sister Mrs. Mead from out of town. The sisters hadn't seen one another in some time. They had a lot to talk about. One topic was Mrs. Mead's little daughter, and that's an interesting story, too. So let's listen.
How's little Irene? You know, I haven't seen her in, well, it must be about 2 years.
Well, she's fine, Vera. The healthiest little youngster you've ever seen. Oh, she's full of life and pep every minute of the day.
Irene is? Well, mm-hmm. The last time I saw her, she was a thin little tyke with no color at all, and she seemed so, well, listless.
I suppose she did, but that was my fault, I'm afraid.
Your fault?
Yes, I hadn't taken the trouble to find out about Horlick's malted milk. It was Irene's schoolteacher who told me about that. And what a scene we had the day she told me.
A scene? Why, what was wrong?
Well, I resented her telling me how to raise my child. I thought she had a lot of nerve, and I told her so, too. And not in very gentle language, either.
Well, it's a wonder she didn't walk out on you.
Isn't it? She didn't, though, thank goodness. She just sat there calmly all the while that I was raving. Then she told me that she didn't mean to be impertinent, but she did want me to know how Horlicks had helped her little brother. He was sickly, undernourished, like Irene, you know.
Oh.
Well, Horlicks did wonders for him. She told me all about Horlicks, also, about its valuable nourishment and its vitamins and mineral elements, you know, that help children develop husky bodies and sound bones and teeth.
You took her advice then?
Yes, fortunately. I went right down to the drugstore and bought a package of Horlicks for Irene.
And has Horlicks helped her?
Oh, marvelously, Vera. I've never seen such a change in a child. Ever since that day her teacher called on me, Irene has had a glass of Horlicks with every meal.
Good.
And she drinks it between meals, too. And how she loves it. But all children love Horlicks, I guess. It's such a delicious drink.
And that's the story of how Mrs. Mead found out the value of Horlicks malted milk as a children's food drink. And Horlicks malted milk is something that every parent should know about. You won't find anything that will mean more to your children's good health. You can get Horlicks malted milk, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.